You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's been a crazy 24 hours for us over here. We had the general manager of the Sacramento Kings shout us out in his press conference. We had the president of the New Orleans Pelicans come on the show and in fact let the world know that he's a fan of the show. And none of this would be possible without the one and only Mr. BJ Armstrong, whose Detroit Pistons unfortunately lost game three. But BJ, how are you feeling? We're doing a podcast
I'm doing great, Mo. I can't complain about anything. And another terrific game.
You say you can't complain about anything, but I thought that you could complain about Jalen Brunson catching the basketball in the front court and then going into the backcourt and the refs not calling a backcourt violation. If I was a Pistons fan, I might be complaining about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, there's always something that you can choose to. But you know what? We just have to play better. And we won a road game there in New York. And after the game, I said this to you. That would be a significant win if we can defend home court. Okay, we're in a fight now. We're in a fight now. Let's come back. I expect us to win game four, and then let's see what happens. And then it's any one series after that. Now, give the Knicks credit. I thought they played with a lot of composure down the stretch. I mean, in particular, Cat was, you know, he
had a quiet game too. He started tonight. They really made a point of emphasis going to him. He scored 11 of his 31 in the first quarter. And after yesterday talking about the clutch player of the year, Jalen Brunson had 12 of his 30 points in the fourth quarter. He was struggling from the field a little bit and then came up big time down the stretch in this one.
No, Cat had, you know, he had over 30. Brunson yep. had over 30.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's tough. And, you know, Mikal Bridges, you know, your guy
Bridges OG gave you 20. OG gave them 22. And
yeah, I mean, that's a big time. That's a big time effort. Now,
yeah.
What can you do?
Over there for Pistons, Cade had 24, Tim Hardaway Jr. had 24, Jalen Duren gave them a really nice game, 16 and 8. Didn't get much from Tobias tonight, 2 of 9 from the field, 5 points. Osar Thompson, 7 points. They did get 18 off the bench from Schroeder and 12 off the bench from Malik Beasley, which, you know, when you get 30 points coming off the bench, or 40 points coming off the bench if you include Paul Reed and Ron Holland, they absolutely killed him in bench points. We know that Tibbs don't really like to go deep in his roster, but usually that would be enough to pick up a win. It was a close game. 118 to 116, but what can you do? What can you take away from this one if you're the Pistons heading into game four, which is I don't want to say a must win, but you don't want to lose both games at home and go and face elimination in the Garden.
No, it was a tough game. You know, if you're the Detroit Pistons, you know, you have to give yourself credit of saying this. You know, they got down big late. You know, they got down by 10 and they kept fighting. They would not go away. I'm going to give them credit for hanging around. The Knicks, I thought, played very well, especially on the offensive end. They played tough. There were, as we noted earlier with our good friend Joe Dumars, there was a lot of conflict in the game, which was great to see. The security on both teams are earning their paychecks for sure.
Yeah, well, Beef Stew weren't playing. You know, what's hilarious, the players got here, the camera zooms in on Beef Stew money sitting on the bench. I'm like, come on, man, let my guy live.
You know, all of the stars were out in Detroit.
Yeah. I was disappointed, though. The fans were leaving before the game was done. You were only down three with 5 seconds on the clock and the fans started to go. I was like, come on, guys. Well, you've not seen this since 2008. Why? I would be there for every second of the game.
Mo, we have a very, very high standard in Detroit, okay?
Don't make excuses now.
Come on. No, it's not. Mo,
don't make excuses. I get it. If you're down 20 and you want to leave, okay, you're down three in a playoff game. Where are you going?
Okay, I'm giving you the mindset. We're Detroit. We can talk about the Pistons. You can't.
Hey.
Anyone who's not from there can't talk about them.
I just so did.
Yeah.
What up, though?
Yeah, you know that's okay. We'll be ready. We'll be ready for game four and give the Knicks credit. I thought the Knicks played well. Jalen Brunson was terrific down the stretch. He made big shot after big shot. You know, Cat made big shots, and they were timely. So,
Is there an adjustment you can see the Pistons making for game four?
well, we just have to play better. I mean, well, there's nothing else to do. I mean, I mean, we were right there. We were right where we wanted to be. We had a chance to win this game. So, we just have to, if there's anything, okay, you want to defend without fouling. I thought they got in foul trouble, especially Durant, especially we're down one already with beef stew, and then Durant gets in foul trouble late. So, but there's no excuses,
I was a little confused with Durant. They had 0.5 seconds on the clock, down two. That's enough time to make a shot, potentially send it overtime or even win the game. But they had Durant inbounding the ball from the backcourt, which I don't know if that's the right choice. Not being the strongest passer on the roster, maybe
That's okay.
Tobias or Cade or someone, you'd have inbounding that, but Durant couldn't get the inbounds in, and that was the end of the game. That was the only big question that I had, is that decision.
We can question all of that. For us, it's about the series. So we can question that. We're going to learn from that. I like the fact that we fought back to put ourselves in position to win that game. And the New York Knicks, they were almost flawless down the stretch. I mean, give Jalen Brunson credit. I mean, this young man made big shot after big shot, really carried this team, displayed why he, is one of the better players in the league. So give them credit. Now, we have to play better. If we can play better, if we can take care of the ball, if we can limit this team to one shot. I mean, there was one possession there, I think at the end of the third quarter, where what's the kid's name for the Knicks? Josh Hart. Josh Hart. Josh Hart gets a put back layup, and they're up 10 at the end of at the end of the third quarter. So those are the plays that we can clean up, limit them. We have to do a better job versus Brunson. Now, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to blitz him, or we're going to take it out of his hands. But that screen roll with Josh Hart, I mean, with Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns is a problem. And we're
Yeah,
going to have to
Brunson was
figure that
nine of
out.
20 from the field, one of seven from three. I mean, I think they did do a good job. It's just the timely shot making he had in the fourth.
We got to do something when it counts. Okay. The numbers are the numbers,
Yeah, they
but
did a
the
good job
timing
for
of it.
like 35 minutes against Jalen
Yeah. And
Brunson.
then, and
But
then the
it's
fourth,
the
and then the,
final 12, 13 minutes that really count.
yes. Then the fourth quarter, Jalen Brunson was running around and getting things done. Okay. So we're going to have to figure that one out. But overall, I'm okay with that. A lot of minutes that the Knicks played again with their starters. I mean,
Standard.
practically all five of them played over
Played
40
40.
minutes.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll be ready to go though. I love the fight in this team. If we can get this one here, if we can get this one here on when they play Saturday, if we can get this one here on Saturday, we should be okay. We'll go back to New York, and then we'll take our chances from there.
Well, the Memphis Grizzlies down 2-0 in the series to the OKC Thunder, in a series that everyone thought was over. For a brief moment there was life in the series. However, now it must be all over because at one point they led by 29 thanks to a very hot shooting start. The OKC Thunder had like a 5-minute stretch in that second quarter where they couldn't even score the basketball. However, Ja Morant goes down injured, doesn't return to the game. The OKC are down 26 at the half. They cut it down to 10 by the end of the third. They tied it up with 7 minutes to go in the fourth, and they walked out of there with a 114-108 victory to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the series. Shout out to Memphis, man. Cancun's nice at this time of year, I hear. So I'll see you boys there pretty soon. But a statement win for the OKC Thunder, and a player who doesn't really show up in the box score. Alex Caruso, he had 10 points, 4 assists, but he wreaked absolute havoc on defense for the Thunder tonight, a huge part of them getting back into the game. Chet Holmgren gave them 24. He was very efficient from the field. Jalen Williams gave them 26. Shea gave them 31, 10 of 26 from the field, 2 of 7 from three. Are you at all concerned about Shea? Because the first couple games, they won easily without him having solid performances. And although he had a 30-piece tonight, this is the standard of excellence that we've got to hold the MVP candidates to, right? Are you any what concerned about him, or do you still think that he'll be all right in the next round?
Well, I don't think he has a choice in the matter moving forward. And It's going to be tough. And it's only going to get tougher as we get along here.
He's got
So
time. They'll take
he
care of
has,
business.
he hasn't played well in this series. Make no doubt about it. He's getting 30, he already had 31 tonight, but on 26 shots. So, he's going to have to play better. He's going to have to be more efficient. The talent is there. And, we'll see. You never know. But let's say this. They are 3-0 right now. They're leading the series 3-0, and mission accomplished. A very tough win this evening, down what, 29 points, Mo, was it?
Yep.
They were down early and they came back to win it. Hopefully Ja Morant will have an opportunity to play. But that was a nasty fall that he took.
Oh, absolutely.
And but OKC, they showed you that they have fight in them. So give them credit for battling back. Alex Caruso coming off the bench, Isaiah Joe, I believe another player had double figures,
Yep.
and they found a way to battle back and eventually win this game,
Yeah,
right?
Cason
By
Wallace as
what,
well.
six
Great
what, 6 points?
defensively.
They won by 6 points.
Yep.
So give them credit.
Yep. The final game of the night was the Denver Nuggets going to the Inuit Dome for the playoff debut in Inglewood. And they got absolutely whooped, 117 to 83. The Nuggets did have a hot start. Aaron Gordon, in particular, had a very hot start. He made his first four shots and then went 2 of 12 from the field. James Harden took control of this game in the first half. The Clippers raised just a 7-point deficit to build up a 20-point lead. They were up 18 at halftime, thanks to 20 from James Harden. Norman Powell scored 10 points in the first 10 minutes of the third. It was a tough night for the Denver Nuggets because you've got Aaron Gordon, who started hot, really cooled off. His calf seemed to be troubling him. Michael Porter Jr., his shoulder seemed to be troubling him. Russell Westbrook injured his foot in the warm-ups. Then he left the game in the third quarter not to return. It was a very, very tough night for Denver. It was a great win for the LA Clippers. Kawhi Leonard finished with 21 points, but for the majority of this game, he wasn't having a great performance. Yet the Clippers were still able to dominate thanks to, Harden, Norman Powell, and then, of course, Big Zoo. 19-9, not quite 20-10, but 19-9, he's almost there. Batum made great defensive plays coming off the bench, gave them 12 points. Derrick Jones Jr. gave them double digits as well. Great game for the LA Clippers. This game, after the first two being kind of close, this game feels like a real confidence builder going into game four. And if you can go, use the home court advantage to secure that game four win, puts you up 3-1 in the series, you're looking nice headed back to Denver.
Well, game four is going to be a very tough game. This is a must game. This was probably one of the games that was going to make a break in this series. And the Clippers right now, I said it at the beginning of the series, the matchup for the Denver Nuggets, I didn't like this matchup. The LA Clippers are playing fantastic basketball, especially on the defensive end. And when your best player gets 21, 11, and 6 assists, and we say he didn't play well in like 33, 34 minutes, now you're talking. Okay. And then they win big here tonight. So I like this Clippers team. I really like their energy. They have scoring, they have depth. Batum, Derrick Jones, these guys are, Bogdanović is over there,
He's
is
due a
very
game as
capable.
well. He's been struggling. He's
Yeah.
due a game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just going to take time. Norm Powell and these guys are good. So, minutes are scarce there. This kid, Chris
Chris
Dunn, is
Dunn
playing
defensively. Come on, man.
defensively. I mean, he's just all over Jamal Murray. I mean, Jamal Murray had 20-something points tonight, but Chris Dunn is all, he's guarding this guy like a cheap suit. He's all over this guy. He's all over this guy. So, it is. This Clippers team, I said it. You never know what's going to happen, but it's coming to light. I mean, the Clippers now are feeling good. They've taken lead of the series now, and they can take command of the series if they win game four. So,
Well, the winners of
let's
game
see how they run it.
three go on to win the series in 74% of the time. So that's
But
important because there are more game threes coming up tonight, BJ. BJ, Boston Celtics travel to Orlando up 2-0. Do you think they get game three, or do you think the Magic claw one back?
Well, who's playing for the Celtics? Is Jason Tatum back or no?
He is
What's going on?
questionable. He is questionable.
Okay.
We do not yet know. We'll probably find out a few hours before tip-off. And it's the playoffs, so they like to play mind games.
I think if there is a game that the Magic can win, I think it's game three. Game
Yeah.
four, I'm expecting Jason Tatum to play.
Yeah.
So if there's a game to get for the
I can see
Magic,
that.
it's going to be game three.
I can see that. The Pacers, 2-0 up, traveling to Milwaukee, though. Not a long traveling distance. Do you think the Bucks can get one back? Because I don't know. I really don't know about this series here. It's looking very dangerous for
I
Milwaukee.
expect after four games this series to be 3-1. I think the Pacers are going to get one. I don't know which
Yeah.
one they're going to get, but I think they're going to get one.
Okay.
So I think they're going to head back in for game five. I've moved on to game five here. I'd be very surprised if the Bucks win two games there in Milwaukee. Possible, but I'd be very surprised.
Now, the real question though, the Lakers heading to Minneapolis, where they stole a whole bunch of titles from. They obviously got beaten badly in game one. They won very nicely in game two. Game three, everything to play for. The series is tied at one apiece. Who you got? I'm expecting the Wolves to bounce back here.
Well, I want to say I'm expecting the Wolves. Based on what I saw in game two, I happened to have I attended that game there in Los Angeles. You know, the Wolves have the better talent from top to bottom. But they weren't in sync. They weren't crisp. They weren't sharp as a unit.
They were hungover.
Now,
Oh, well, sorry, I said that out loud. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that part out loud.
I don't know what it is, but the sense of urgency looks to be, to me, like the Lakers have that. They look like they have the sense of urgency to win. However, if the Timberwolves can regain their composure and play to their standard, I don't think the Lakers can beat them. But that's a big if. Now, I have every reason to believe that they're going back home. Talking about Minnesota, that they should win this game. I'm going to say they're going to probably win it, but the Lakers look like the team that they look like they're prepared to win.
Yeah,
Look,
it's like
Luka
game
and
one
these
was a
guys,
wake-up call for them.
yeah, it looks like Luka and these guys finally they're ready now. Game one kind of took them by surprise, but that's what it looks like to me. But I'm going to say what my eyes saw. The Timberwolves should win, but the feeling of the game, oh, you know, you just get that feeling. I think the Lakers are hungry. I think the Lakers want to win. I think the Lakers look like they feel confident that they could win, and so, but I didn't like what I saw from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Maybe it was just a bad game. They certainly have the talent to do it. But you know, their best player, Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle, Naz Reid, those guys are gonna have to play much better.
Stay out of foul trouble this time.
Yeah, they're gonna have to really be sharp because if they are at their best, and the Lakers are at their best, I think they have the better team.
Well, today's episode was a little shorter than usual because this is our third podcast in the last 24 hours. If you guys haven't yet listened, we were very honored to be joined by Joe Dumas on an episode earlier today. So please do go back and listen to that one. He's recently joined the New Orleans Pelicans to oversee basketball operations over there. And he came and he shared some wisdom with us over here on the Hoop Genius podcast. So please do go back and check episode. What number episode was that be? We've done so many episodes, I'm
You
losing
know,
track.
I'm done counting. The people,
680.
yeah, the people. I'm
Episode
just,
680.
it's all about the people. So thank you for being there, for being on this journey with us. So, you know, we'll keep going. We got 600 more to
Absolutely.
go and some.
Absolutely. And Joe dropped some real gems in that. So you want to go back and check that. While you're here, subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. It's 6 o'clock. I'm getting an early night, 6 a.m. BJ, we'll be back tomorrow after the games. No doubt we'll have plenty to talk about as the NBA playoffs keep rolling. So until then, get buckets.